Hi, and welcome to the weekly podcast with Jonathan Doyle. Want a boost to get your week underway? Well, welcome aboard. You're in the right place. Sometimes it only takes a single good idea to change your future, and today could be that day. So sit back, relax, and prepare to go to the next level with Jonathan Doyle.
Well, hi there, I'm Jonathan Doyle. Great to have another opportunity to speak with you personally on the weekly podcast. Got some fantastic stuff this week, as always. Really want to give you a powerful tool that, if you execute it well, is going to have a big difference in your life. And this week, I'm going to be talking about the power of limiting beliefs. Now, what I want to suggest is that all of us carry software in our brains about what we actually think is possible. And in just a few moments, I want to flesh this out for you because this is a big one. This is, in many ways, running the game for so many of us. I mean, you think about basically like how software runs computers. We're carrying, obviously, software in our brains all the time, belief systems and attitudes. And I want to talk today about limiting beliefs. I want to talk about this sense of what do you actually think is possible for you in key areas of your life. Now, this, I remember years ago as an undergraduate student studying Milton's Paradise Lost in my first undergraduate degree. And there's a powerful line in this epic poem where Milton sort of says, you know, the mind is its own place and can make a hell of heaven or a heaven of hell. Now listen to that again. The mind is its own place and it can make a hell of heaven or a heaven of hell. I mean, that's hundreds of years ago. They had this insight that how we think about things will fundamentally shift, you know, how we really experience them. So I'm going to give you some practical examples here because, you know, this is really just a major insight. And you can often tell with a weekly podcast, you know, I'm doing this for me too. Like, I need to hear this. I need to get this deep down inside. So I want to give you some examples. So it's not just a nice theory. I want to give you some really good examples. And I had a great one just last week. I went out to meet a friend for breakfast, and I got there early. So I'm, you know, ordered a coffee, and I'm talking to this young guy who's working there. Now, this guy's about 18 or 19, and he looks like kind of, you know, special forces kind of guy, right? He's a fit-looking guy. He's obviously on the weights. He's a big-looking dude. And we're talking, and I was sort of, you know, what are you doing? I'm just, you know, talking about nothing much. And I mentioned that I've been running that morning. You know, I've run a lot. And he said, how far did you go? I said, well, I ran 22 kilometers. See, I run a half marathon usually twice a week and then other stuff, you know, on the other days. And this guy was amazed. He's like, man, I could never do that. And I said, well, why couldn't you do that? And he said, well, the most I've ever run is about 8 kilometers. And I was tired, it was hurting. And this was a fit looking guy. So I just stopped and I said to him, look, you know, hey, here's a thought experiment for you. I said, I want you to imagine there's $100,000 in a case at the end of a 22-kilometer course. And if you can be there within, say, 100 minutes, then you get that money. I said, I guarantee you get there. And he said, oh, no. He goes, I'll just be $100,000 worse off. And I said, come on, seriously. Like, for you now listening to this, if somebody said to you, there's $100,000 for you at the end of a 22-kilometer course, you've got 100 minutes to be there. I mean, most of you, unless you're majorly kind of physically incapacitated or you're chronically unfit, you are going to find a way to drag yourself that distance in that time frame. Why? Because you've suddenly got a belief that's going to override everything else. You're like, I can do this. I can do this. I must do this. And you're going to give yourself a whole bunch of powerful reasons why you do it. So what I'm getting at here is the capacity to do something is usually there. We don't know it's there because we tell ourselves all kinds of stories about why we can't do it. And you're there going, well, I just couldn't do it. I'm not that fit. I'm going, come on, seriously. If that much was at stake, your brain would come to the party. So you can see where this is going to head. If we can shift how we think, if we can shift what we think what's possible, I want to give you some tips about that in the next couple of weeks, then we could start to see some major change. I want to give you one more very powerful example of how limiting beliefs can, you know, work out in practice. I want to take you back to June of 1954, where, you know, one of the biggest things in world sport was the 4-minute mile. You know, this was the sort of unbreakable barrier. All these experts had said, no man or woman will ever run a mile in under 4 minutes. You know, all these experts are doing calculations and saying it is physically completely impossible. Well, unfortunately, no one told that to Roger Bannister on the morning in June 1954. You know, he had 3,000 spectators there. And I was just researching this today, and it must have been the most incredible moment, right? It was an incredible run. But the ground announcer just kind of reads this thing out, and finally he says, you know, 3:59.4, and everybody just went nuts. I mean, here was this rule, right? Here was this universal rule that it could never happen. And then what happened? Someone just did it. But it gets much more interesting. You know, look, check this out. You know, the unbreakable 4-minute mile barrier then got broken again 46 days later by his, you know, major competitor Landry. I mean, you get it. It's like everybody said, no, this could never, never happen. I mean, in 46 days, nutrition, sports science, and training methodologies did not suddenly change in 46 days. But when Landry went out on that track, he had a belief. He went, Bannister did it. It's been done. It can be done. And then he did it. And, you know, when you do the research on this, over the next year or so, it got broken multiple times. And again, sports science, nutrition, and training methodologies did not change that much in 12 months. All that happened was that a whole bunch of athletes went out on the track with what? A different belief system. Their limiting beliefs, X can never happen, had been replaced with X has been done. You see how powerful that is? Just a simple, simple step in the mind that X is possible. So I want to talk to you about you now and about the limiting beliefs, no matter what level of success or lack of success, if that's your perception, that you're operating under right at the moment. I mean, friends, if Bannister could do this and Landry and all these others, then there's got to be beliefs that you're carrying that could change. And I want to work on that over the next few weeks with you personally. But I want to give you some homework. I hope I've got you excited about it. I hope I've got you sort of thinking, you know, we sort of just think, don't we? We just kind of think, well, this is it. This is as good as it gets. You know, it's like the story of the eagle that fell out of the nest and got raised by chickens. It was walking around thinking it's a chicken all the time, and it just did chicken things, and it never realized until, you know, years later it got found by some eagles and suddenly got realized it was an eagle. So our environment's going to drive us down sometimes, but friends, so much is possible. But here's your homework. Your homework's simply this. In the next 24 hours, I want you to find a person who knows you probably better than anybody else. Now, that's usually a spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, parent, somebody that just knows you and all your stuff. And I want you to ask them, I want you to say this to them, go, look, what do you think is the biggest limiting belief I have about myself? Friends, you need courage to do that, especially if this person's prepared to be honest with you. I've been married 12 years. So I said to Karen on the weekend, I said, you know, what is my biggest self-limiting belief? And she told me, and I'm not telling you, unless you send me a large check. No, I'm not telling you, but, you know, it's nothing major, but it was powerful. And I just went, because if I could work on that one that she suggested, I think I'm going to see even bigger change, bigger outcomes. So go to that person, say, hey, I'm listening to this crazy guy on a podcast, and I want you to tell me what you think my greatest limiting or self-limiting belief is. I want you to write it down in a journal. I want you to think about it. And then over the next couple of weeks, we're going to try and break down some ways that you can shift that self-limiting belief. Do this for me. Send this podcast to two people because it's growing rapidly and it's awesome when you just see all these new subscribers come in. And I think it's a great idea. I think limiting beliefs is a powerful thing. You can help two people just by flipping them the link to this podcast. Please post a comment and reply to me personally. I always reply to emails. It's great to hear. I really want to hear how this is working for you. I'm Jonathan Doyle. This is the Weekly Podcast. Do not forget your homework. And I really look forward to working with you personally next week.
Well, there you go. Another powerful idea to create real change in your life from Jonathan Doyle. Make sure you post your comments in the box below the podcast or add your comments by finding Jonathan on iTunes. Want to find out more about Jonathan's books, products, or speaking events? Then visit him at fbjonathan.com. Now get out there and live the life you were made for, and have a great week.